2068 by Dave Baldwin.
Hi, Graham.
Oh, hello, young Seven. Where are you off to?
There's the bi-weekly exercise meeting at the centre this afternoon. We all have to go.
All?
Well, not you, of course, but all the 12s in the number 4 district.
Oh, that sounds good. Do you play games?
No, games make people over-competitive.
Oh, do they now? That would never do, would it?
No, it wouldn't. Here comes 3. Hey, 3.
Hi, 7. Hi, Gramps.
Hello, 3. Are you off to the exercise class too?
No, I'm with the citizenship group today. Every second Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, perhaps you folks had better be on your way then. You don't want to be late.
No, there's plenty of time. We usually go early so we can have a chat outside before going in.
That's right, but we'd much rather be talking to you.
Hi, guys.
Hi, 9. We're going to stop here for a few minutes for a chat with Gramps.
Mind if I join you?
Welcome. So tell us again about the old days, Gramps.
The old days?
Yeah, you know, when you used to steer your own transports and that.
That wasn't the old days, 9. That was just about yesterday. The really old days, they didn't have transport at all.
No transport? So how did you get around?
Around to where?
Well, to work and that.
Yeah, or just to go and see people.
Well, in the old, real old days, they'd either walk or go by horse.
Walk?
Yes, walk. No transports, no travelators. You just had to walk.
And you mean they'd have to ride on a horse?
Well, yes. Well, they could maybe get into a trailer and get the horse to pull it, but they'd still be travelling by horse.
You mean just an ordinary horse?
Like no engine or anything?
That's right. Just an ordinary horse.
Wow.
I love it, Gramps, when you talk about the old days.
Oh, come on. I must have told you all a dozen times.
But we never get tired of hearing it, Gramps.
Well, that's very nice to hear you, but you must know a lot of things from your implants.
No, we don't. I think they edit out a lot of stuff about the past.
Well, there's only so much space that they can include, and they've chosen to give us most of the space to practical stuff that we can use.
And they think the past is a bit of a waste of space.
Well, I guess they're right about that, 7. Maybe old guys like me are a waste of space too.
No, of course you're not, Gramps. We love to hear about the past.
Yes, sure we do.
Yes. But like 9 said, it isn't practical stuff that you can use.
But I like to know what happened in the past. It's interesting.
Interesting but useless, eh?
What about the gender thing, Gramps?
Yeah, tell us about what used to happen about gender.
I've told you so many times.
But it's fantastic. Tell us again, Gramps.
Okay. But you have to realise that back then, the idea that anyone had a choice of gender was unbelievable.
So what happened then?
Well, when a baby was born, doctors would examine the baby and say whether it was a male or female.
Just on its physical appearance?
Yes, yes, they had nothing else to go on. Then if it was a male, it would be given a name and referred to as a boy. If it was a female, it would be called a girl.
Without any choice at all?
That's right.
But that's so unfair, and they had to stay that gender for the rest of their lives.
Yes, I mean, there were exceptions. Some people born male would decide later in life that they were really female and would affect a change. Just as some females would change to males. But that was really quite exceptional.
But what about names? You said that they were given names at birth. What happened then if they wanted to change gender?
Well, they would have to change their names as well. But as I say, that was really a great rarity. And whilst gender choice of 16 was introduced 30 years ago, babies were still given names rather than numbers. Less than 20 years ago.
It all seems so weird. And tell us about the learning thing.
Well, every human had to go to a school each day. There they were told things that they had to remember.
Why?
So They will become useful members of the community.
Like instructions?
Well, in a way, yes. It was thought that with a fairly broad knowledge, a lot of things, people would be able to make a greater contribution to society.
So, when did they stop going to these tools?
Schools.
When did they stop going to these schools and start to make this contribution?
Well, that was the start of a bit of a problem. Some people left school when they were 16.
And started to make a contribution.
And started to make a contribution. But some of the more clever ones just went to more and more advanced schools to remember more and more things. So some people were spending most of their lives at one school or another.
So when were they making their contribution?
Well, some were able to contribute by becoming tutors in these schools. Sadly, others had remembered so much useless and unpractical information across the years that they were unable to adjust to normal life and make any contribution at all.
So what happened to them?
They quite often became state managers, politicians. You see, the whole system was so much different then. Everything really changed when the first successful knowledge implant was made in, what is it, 2014? Schools were phased out between 2048 and 2060, yes. With monthly updates, the implant provided an equality of education that we could only dream of 50 years ago. Some of us old-timers feel that immediate recall of enormous volume of facts does not constitute an education. But we can't argue with the positive impact on society.
So what do you think is missing?
If education really is no more than memorising a large volume of facts, then anyone can acquire such an education. If, however, an educated person is not only the facts of the matter at hand, but can also bring the wisdom to recognise their relative importance, then he can not only assess situations, but can make informed judgments. That wisdom doesn't come in an implant.
So, have you got this wisdom?
Well, I wouldn't claim to have the wisdom of Solomon, but I do have a lot of life experience, which teaches at first hand by example rather than by theory.
But you haven't got an implant, so how can you know things?
Well, the presidency only started the implant procedure in 2042, and then only to subjects under the age of 50. I was 52. It was thought that anyone over 50 would have a brain that was too mature to adapt to the reflex recall procedure. Since then, of course, everyone gets the implant at 5.
Six asked the moderator why the implant and updates don't include anything about the past. He said that the past is dead and we must concentrate on the future.
And what do you think?
He said we must concentrate on the future.
When you come to talk with me, you always want to know about the old days.
He said we must concentrate on the future.
Yes, well, let's hope all the future is good, eh?
It is good, just as long as we get our regular updates.
Well, that's fine then, isn't it?
We still like to hear about the old days, Gramps. Was life better then?
Not better, different.
Was it the same in the other nation groups, Gramps?
Well, yes, I guess it was much the same just about everywhere. But we didn't have nation groups. We had lots of separate countries.
So FSE was a lot of different countries.
That's right. The whole continent consisted of lots of separate countries. And we were Great Britain. Then in, 2060? They were all brought together to form the Federal States of Europe.
Why?
Well, that's a question that's been asked 1,000 times.
And what's the answer?
Well, it's more efficient and effective all round. For trade, defence, and border control, etc., etc. That's the reason that's given.
But you don't believe that, do you?
Well, there must be a good reason, because every other nation feels the same. The Federal States of China, Russia, America, Africa, the Pacific. They were all separate countries until about 25 years ago. Anyway, it really doesn't matter what I think, Seven. It's probably better for everyone concerned if I keep my opinions on such matters strictly to myself.
Why?
Let's not go there, Seven. It gets complicated.
Okay, Grant.
Well, I must get on with my gardening. You must have something to do this afternoon.
Well, after the citizenship session, I've got a community awareness and trade options at the centre.
I hope you find that interesting and useful. Well, I've enjoyed that little chat. Drop by at any time.
Thanks, Gramps. It's always great to hear about the old times.
Yes, thanks, Gramps.
See you soon, Gramps. Bye.
Bye.
So, what have you been telling these youngsters?
I hope that you haven't been making up fantastic stories about the past.
You've been warned about that before, haven't you?
Haven't you guys got anything better to do than eavesdrop on my conversations?
That's our job. Our contribution to community security and integrity. Why do you fill these young heads with fanciful ideas about
They're
history?
They're interested about our past life. I simply told them the truth.
The truth? The truth? The past has no truth, you know that.
The truth started when the presidency began. Before that, there was no truth. There is no truth in those times.
No history?
History's worthless. Talk of good times makes people dissatisfied. Talk of bad times makes them complacent.
The only time is now. Only if we succeed now will there be any further time.
It's the president's wish.
Yes, yes, I know. I know all about the president's wishes.
But then I'm sure that you wouldn't want to go against the president's wishes.
Oh, I do. Of course not.
Just be careful, then. These young minds mustn't be deflected from the plan. Good day to you.
Good day. Okay, coming.
What were those two chaps talking about?
Oh, they were just passing the time of day.
Oh, I don't believe that for a moment.
Well, I can't think what else they think they can achieve by listening to any conversation I have in my own garden.
Well, they obviously saw you chatting to those youngsters. They probably think you're spreading your freedom ideas.
Well, if that's what they're doing, they are justifying those ideas. Why shouldn't I express any idea I want in my own garden?
Because they consider your ideas to be a danger to society.
A danger to society? What nonsense.
Yeah, well, it might be nonsense to you, but other people have different ideas. They don't like to have anyone spreading information about the past.
I don't see why not. It's important to know how we got to where we are today.
Well, other people don't see it that way.
Who are these other people that we all have to appease?
Oh, you know perfectly well. The officers of the state are everywhere. Just don't intimidate them. That's all I'm saying.
All right, all right. I'll crook the knee. Yes, sir, no, sir.
You don't have to do that. You know what I mean. Just don't give them cause to interrupt our quiet life, that's all.
Okay, okay. Look, you don't have to worry. I won't invite trouble.
Oh, I know you find it frustrating, but if we keep a low profile, we can quietly get on with our lives.
Thank the Lord I have you to speak good sense to me every now and then. Without you, I'd have been put down years ago. Don't worry. I'll behave.
Hi, Gramps. Still at it?
Oh, yes, yes. Got to get this turned over before the first frosts.
Why is that, then?
Well, it's much better to dig in the autumn. Then the soil gets nicely broken down over the winter, ready for the planting in the spring.
Do you grow stuff, then?
Oh, yes. You haven't tasted a real vegetable unless you've grown it in your own garden.
Why is that, then?
Well, the stuff you buy for the hypermarket has been grown in ground that is so full of chemicals there's hardly any natural soil left. What you're eating is mostly phosphates.
Really? Isn't that bad for you?
Well, it probably doesn't do you much good, but I'm more interested in the flavour than the health properties. The produce from your own garden is grown naturally and tastes entirely different.
I wish we had a garden. Then I could grow some vegetables.
I suppose you live on the commune, do you?
Yes. There is some ground there, but it's covered in solar panels for the electricity.
Right. So you've no play area, then?
No, but we can go to the centre any Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Where are your friends 7 and 9 today?
Oh, I only see them every third Tuesday. Everyone is on what they call an offset programme.
That sounds painful. What's an offset programme?
Everyone's implant has a programme of activities built into it. Whenever you go to a session at the centre, you'll always be with a different group of people, so you're always a bit of a stranger. That way you don't build friendships.
Well, no, I don't suppose that you do. Is that the intention?
Yeah. Making friendships and spending time with friends is not in the best interest of the state. It distracts and can lead to dissent.
Oh, you seem to know that by heart. You're sounding like a propaganda poster.
It's on the implant.
Yes, of course.
Would you be my friend, Gramps?
Well, you don't have to ask people if you can be friends.
So, how do you know?
Know what?
Know if that person would be your friend.
That's a good question. 3, you know. The way in which that person responds to you. The way you feel about them. You know. Of course, I'll be your friend.
Thanks, Gramps. So I can stop and chat if I see you out here?
Of course you can. But are you sure that you won't get into any trouble? After all, friendships are discouraged, aren't they?
No, I think it's all right with an older person.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'd better get on with my digging, or I won't have these delicious vegetables, will I?
I suppose not. Thanks for talking with me. Bye, Gramps. My friend.
Goodbye, friend 3.
Good morning.
Oh, how surprised I am to see you.
Good morning, citizen.
I see you've been chatting with your young friend again.
So that's a crime, is it?
No, of course not. What a ridiculous idea.
Talking is a major means of communication. Why would it be a crime?
No, my friend. Subject is everything. I'm sure you know that. A conversation is positively encouraged. However, there are certain subjects that the law finds, what shall we say, irritating.
Like anything from the past?
Come now, my friend, how could that be? Yesterday is the past. Last week is the past.
Let's see, it's now 10:30. So 9 o'clock is the past.
How about 1980?
Ah, yeah, now you're on dangerous ground. We wouldn't refer to such an era as being simply the past. No, no, not at all. Not just the past.
Very different. Very different indeed.
Not simply the past. So what is it then?
The old days.
Not encouraged.
Not tolerated.
As a matter of fact, citizen, our appearance here with you today is not mere coincidence.
We have reason to believe that our visit yesterday interrupted a conversation with 3 young people, where the topic of discussion was principally the aforesaid old days.
We recorded our observations, and on reporting for duty this morning, our instructions were to bring you in for questioning.
That's ridiculous. I simply responded to the natural curiosity of the youngsters.
Are you saying that these young people cross-examined you about times past?
No, not cross-examined.
They didn't put you under duress?
No, of course not.
So you volunteered information about times past?
Well, yes, but I...
Say no more. You have to come with us.
Where to?
Well, normally we'd be taking you to the office for district administration. But your case seems to be an exception.
You must be well known, or considered to be a major threat to security. We're instructed to take you to the top.
The top? What do you mean, the top?
I mean the presidential palace. And it doesn't get higher than that.
The palace?
No less. We're given to understand that the president himself will see you.
And that happens very rarely. Usually only for traitors and murderers. The young president is following in his father's footsteps in that regard.
You'd better tell your partner where you're going. I think that whatever happens to you, you'll be allowed electronic converse with them to inform them of any situation.
Go in now and tell your partner. We'll give you 3 minutes. You won't need to bring anything with you. Our transport is at the front. The journey will take about half an hour. Go now and be quick about it.
We're almost there.
Look, whatever happens, I hope you don't hold a grudge against us. We're just doing our job. We have nothing against you personally. In fact, you seem to be a really nice man. But orders are orders.
Yeah, at least you're not having to explain yourself to some admin nobody at the district office. You're getting a privilege accorded to very few. Personal audience with the president.
Excuse me if I sound a little ungrateful.
We've never even seen him since he came to the presidency on his father's death a year ago. He's very young, but already people speak of him as a man of great learning and authority.
Well, there's no doubting the authority bit, is there? But he can get a couple of chaps like you to drag an old man like me away from his home and accuse him of treason for daring to speak about his past.
Yeah, we're approaching the presidential palace. Now, once we're there, you should be careful what you say. Apparently there are cameras and microphones everywhere. You're in enough trouble as it is. No point in making it worse.
Yes. Look, we don't want to make things any worse than they are. When we get into the courtyard, we'll be handing you over to palace guards. They're not like us. Most of them are bots. They're a hard bunch, so just mind what you say to them. Okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay. Here we go. Now, scanning our electronic permits as we go. Yeah, this is the main entrance. Impressive, isn't it, huh? And here's the courtyard. Those females over there are obviously your guards. I'll stop there and we can hand you over. Good luck.
I hope they're lenient, Gramps.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, prisoner. This way.
Walk through the scanner.
You'll be placed in an anteroom under guard until called.
Your dossier has been lodged with the President's office.
Dossier? So I've got my own dossier?
Everyone has an electronic dossier.
Right, in here.
Stand on the circle mark on the floor. Right. Now sit down and wait to be taken in.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
Prisoner 17, follow me.
Yes.
Presenting Prisoner 17, Mr. President. Bow to the President, prisoner.
Leave us. So, you are Gramps.
That's what my friends call me, Mr. President.
Well, I know that it may be a bit premature, but I hope to become your friend, so do you mind if I call you Gramps?
Well, no, not at all, Mr. President.
Oh, please, call me George. It's a name I chose on my 16th birthday. I heard it from an uncle that it was a favourite royal name. And what's your birth name?
George.
I knew it. I knew we'd get on. Wonderful.
Well, this really isn't what I expected, George.
Really? Oh, I hope you're not disappointed. I've been so looking forward to our meeting.
No, no, not at all. I'm not disappointed. Far from it. It's just that I was given to understand that I'd committed some crime.
And so you have. More than one, I understand. There are recordings.
Recordings?
Yes, recordings. I've listened to them. There is no doubt that it is you.
Well, I've never denied that when I...
Well, it's a beautiful day. Let's not sit indoors here talking. We can go out onto the lawn.
Yes, Mr. George.
Come on, then. We'll sit down by the lake.
What a lovely girl.
Nice, isn't it? It was a martial arts training centre, but I had it pulled down to make this garden.
Well, it's beautiful.
We have too much concrete and too little natural beauty in the world today. Well, here we are. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
I brought you out here to get away from the cameras and microphones. That building is bristling with them. I wanted to talk with you in private.
But what about your security?
Oh, if I have to be watched over every hour of the day, then it's not life worth protecting anyway. And if you do present some physical threat, then I'm a pretty bad judge of character.
Oh, I've never been inclined towards personal violence, no matter what.
I've been insulated from history all my life, just like anyone else. My education has led me to an endless curiosity about our roots and our heritage. I've listened to the covert recordings of your conversations and envied your young friends. I've heard your voice so frequently speaking with affection about times past. I wanted to hear about those far-off days, and for such a long time, I've looked forward to saying, "Tell us about the old times, Gramps."
Barebones theatre production with the following cast. Gramps was played by Gordon Stewart. 7, by Archie Sandman. 3, Emma Chatterton. 9, Debbie Bell. Dave Baldwin. Paul, Howard Jones. Gran, Margaret Baldwin. Guard 1, Amanda Watkins. Guard 2, Margaret Baldwin. Robot, Amanda Watkins. And President by Ethan Williams. Written and produced by Dave Baldwin.